At BP, we're putting words into action, making our strategy happen, growing our upstream rapidly and efficiently with seismic imaging tech. 6 discoveries in 2025, 2 in Egypt, 2 in Trinidad and Tobago, 1 each in the Gulf of America and Namibia, as part of plans to drill 40 wells globally by 2027, helping drive long-term shareholder value. Learn more at bp.com/strategy at work.
What's up, everybody?
And welcome back to That Chick Angel TV. This is another installment of The Bald and the Beautiful. We are going to be doing a mukbang from California Fish Grill. You ain't going to see the food from here, but know that it tastes good. joining me all the way to my left is Kev on stage.
Hello.
Obviously, it's the number one stunner over here, Mrs. Kev on stage.
Should I look at basic than a mother? I don't care.
And then my hubby, you already know, Marcus ain't on the gram and Marcus ain't on the book and all those things. So
the gram or the book?
On the book. He ain't on either one of them.
Gram or the book.
He ain't on them. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do part two of the question and answer that we posted in my Patreon a while ago. We started it one day, and I think we got through maybe
two, three questions.
We're
in Tacoma?
No, this is when you did your staycation. You remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Around Father's Day?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So I'm trying to find, here we go. We only answered like three questions. So we're going to answer some out. What would be your advice for someone starting their own company? If it's already started and running slow. Y'all have both started successfully. What made you laugh?
I was going to say don't.
Listen, that's the answer. Don't do it.
Work a regular job. Let somebody else deal with the stress.
I promise you, I started cracking up because immediately I said, don't.
And yo, here.
Like Bryson Tiller, don't.
Tell me why it's a don't for y'all.
The stress, man.
The stressful.
The stress.
There ain't enough St. Lucia days in the world to deal with the stress.
I get that.
It is stressful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hiring. Firing. Training.
Payroll.
Taxes. People not getting along. Raises. It is just enough.
It's a lot.
It's been particularly stressful.
Child.
The last 6 weeks.
Year and a half. Oh,
worried about
weeks.
The money.
Or... She said year and a half. She's like, well, sir, what did happen?
It's just, man, forget it. At Boeing, that was somebody else's problem.
Right.
I come in, I click a few buttons, I eat a cheeseburger at 9:30. I take my black behind home.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about nobody. But I'm sure I caused somebody stress. I got this job and I'm flying back and forth to do office TV.
Mm-hmm.
You sure did.
But listen, forget it. It's for the birds. Get your W-2. Pay your taxes. Get your refund. Get your stimmy. Take your 2 weeks.
Enjoy your life.
This is the voice of an entrepreneur on a bad day.
on a good day,
Mm-mm.
they would probably say, make sure it's something that you really want to do because it might take you a long time before you see the growth that will make you feel like it was worth it. At least that's what I would say. Sometimes it takes time to be able to see what you need to see in order to feel like this was worth me doing it. This was a good choice.
You want to start your own business or not? If it ain't what you love, then it ain't gonna feel no different.
Well, sometimes people just love making money.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't make money. So that can suck.
Mm-hmm.
That can suck boo-boo.
As the songwriter said, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems.
So again, don't. Don't dream. Don't strive. Do just enough to get by.
Somebody on the same note, Kevin, both of y'all can answer this because you all work with a lot of people that have become your friends. Like, I get to work with you all as a contractor as well as an employee, but I would also consider myself to be a friend of you all's as well. Mm-hmm. How do you all, is it difficult to like have a a line to where, do you find that hard?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so. Kevin and Melissa, they are some of the sweetest people you would ever.
We're terrible. We're awful. Read the stitch, Ali. Find out
what you're about. I'm going to tell you, to be honest, and this is not no kiss up. They are some of the sweetest people. They are nowhere near as blunt and black and white as me and Marcus are. They allow for a lot of gray. A lot of gray. That might be why you all have been so successful, because you're so sweet.
Yeah.
It could be. It
might be also why we have a headache right now.
It probably too. That as well. That as well. So, from the outside looking in, they're balancing it way better than what I would be able to, because I feel like I have to be very, like, they know I'd be firing folk. I'd be like, well, you know, I tried. I can't do you no more. And they really be giving chance after chance after chance. After chance.
We are just Tabitha Brown's husband every day of the week.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the truth, though.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm exhausted and stressed out, particularly this week, at the end of the day, the good outweighs the bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to go back to the way I was living. I wasn't living a hard life or anything. But the other day, I got a job offer, or the beginning of a job offer, from a major company. And when I tell you I turned that down within 10 minutes, and then 5 years ago, I would have been like, yes.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I would have been like, why you said no yet? Hold mm-hmm. on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Just mm-hmm. go to the interview. Let me see what you got to say.
Right.
Go to the interview?
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about going into work and being like, oh, man, can I take Friday off to go to my son's thing? I can't imagine.
You're like, I don't want to ask anybody for that when I could have just did it. Yeah.
And helping other people is also, you know, helping other people achieve their dreams is also what gives me peace. Even sometimes when those people who become your friends go to your house in the middle of the night and dump trash in your pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
When you thought, you know, y'all were friends and you loved each other. And now on top of all the stuff you have to do, you can't take the trash to your office in one trip because you got to take the trash that they put in your truck. So now you got to make two trips. But you know what? You still love those people. You don't feel any way towards them.
You know, you could have just called those people and they would have came and got your trash and brought it with them.
Absolutely. I'm sure they're a true friend. They'd be like, hey, that was funny. Why not come help you empty all those random pieces of cardboard that somebody dumped off in the middle of the night?
Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart's prank wars is my literal favorite thing. I hope it continues.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for the opportunity to do this to you.
Yeah. I'm going to get Marcus Obama.
Let me tell you, in the voice note that we got when they realized it, for those of y'all who don't know, Kevin brought this on himself.
What? Marcus was way above.
No.
Way above.
Let me tell you why he brought this on himself. The last time we filmed here on a Monday, the security here decided to lie and become racist people. Yeah. And say not only that my husband was in an unauthorized vehicle, it's my vehicle, which they have my license plate, make and model, that he was dumping trash by himself. He was helping me throw away cardboard, but they just took pictures of him. Kevin was like, oh, this is so funny. I'm just going to show my Patreon. Stage crew, we'll get a great laugh. We were like, fine. And not only did he just...
made a wanted poster.
Yes, he added filter, music... closed caption, all of it, okay? And we were like, ha-ha, funny. Then Kev was like, let's put it in my story. You know, it'll go away in 24 hours. They might not even see it. We saw it. We were like, oh, okay, he's just having a blast.
Mr. Funny Bone.
Then he was like, I'm going to make a TikTok and a reel at the same time. I need the content. Well, then, sir, just go ahead and get in your own casket. I don't know what else you're thinking. So, yes, Marcus has been waiting for the time.
I told Kevin on several occasions, don't come go for people. I'll go at them for you.
That's what he said.
This is what I do.
Oh, my God.
Kevin did it to himself. So, Marcus waited until Kevin was out of town. He loaded up the back of Kevin's truck with cardboard.
Then he got in trouble.
With all type of cardboard.
And it's unrecyclable.
And then the trash, wait though, he made a put together video, whatever the things is called, of his grill, and then immediately took the cardboard from that grill.
Yeah. Yeah. And put that.
Like, let me tell you why.
Melissa, this grill is marketable.
Let me tell you why I was tripping, because my neighbors don't know this. Well, I hope they don't watch this mukbang. Sometimes when we have a bag or two of extra trash, I'll throw it in their trash.
You're terrible.
So I'm like, dang, somebody saw me. If I didn't see that Oklahoma Joe's in there, I would have known who did it.
I still wasn't convinced.
You do it all the time.
I was like, maybe this is just a common one. I don't know. It's kind of coincidental. I saw the city they live in on there. I said, no, that's whatever they said he did that.
But the best part was Kevin leaving the voice note. And Melissa said, "The war has begun!" In the background. I said, "Melissa is about this mess. The war has begun!"
I just think it's so fun.
Patreon, y'all are just watching on a backup camera. Yes, this ain't they the real can't camera, take it. So it's lopsided and the volume ain't there.
They are like...
So y'all just have to try to...
Understand. They're like, is it crooked? No, the real video that will go up on my channel will be pristine and clear. The sound will be great because we're using a mic. But what y'all are getting is just the iPhone that is facing us.
And so, the Wi-Fi is tripping, so it's a little blurry, y'all. You know, we just want to...
I was like,
what's
wrong with that Wi-Fi?
Oh. Yeah, so... But we all good.
But what would y'all say?
She said it's fine. Okay, what would y'all say?
Actually, it's not crooked. Just the table's crooked.
Hello?
Because you're looking at... Yeah, if you look at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 So, what was the question? What were we about to answer?
Being an entrepreneur. Oh, I'll give you the real advice, though. Save.
Mm-hmm.
Save some more. Live well beneath your means for long periods of time. Jesus. Melissa and I live, believe it or not, well beneath our means. We did for a long time. Some of the best advice my dad gave me is when you get a raise, don't change any of your bills. Because then you'll feel a raise. If you get a raise and get a new car or whatever, it won't feel like that. So when the coronavirus shutdown happened, we weren't like, oh my gosh, we're devastated. Because we don't tend to spend crazy. Because we both grew up poor and always thinking that poorness is around the corner. Okay, bye.
I was telling Kev, my mother has the exact opposite advice. She's like, dig your ditches so the Lord has somewhere to put your blessings. Yeah. Dig them. Let him fill it up.
That's hilarious.
It's worked out.
You got to dig a hole so he can prove himself as the Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Don't limit your guy.
Okay. I think this will be a fun one. What is something that has made you laugh the hardest you ever had in life? What's something that has had you? I know Kevin's answer. Just because I have never seen him this about to throw up laughing. It was Sydney Castillo making a joke about to hear second belly button. I'm not going to say what the joke is. You're going to have the Kevin on Stage Studios app for when the season two of the... Challenge show comes out. But when I tell you, I thought Kev on stage was having a heart attack. He was crying. He was extremely loud. Like, you couldn't even hear Sydney talk anymore.
I couldn't catch my breath.
That's really, really was. He couldn't catch his breath. And I'm not even laughing at Sydney no more. I'm laughing at him because I'm like, he's not going to ever get
That's
it together.
Hysterical.
Ever get it together. They probably talked about Tahir's belly button for 30 minutes. Well, not a false belly button. The horrible clone. Is there something that has made... Oh, Jesus, what's happening over there?
Oh, it didn't spill.
It didn't spill.
So good.
Is there something that has made either one of you all laugh that hard?
Man. I'm going to tell you what made Melissa laugh hard.
Please.
No, I'm going to get mine. You give yours.
No, I'm going to tell you what almost cost us our marriage. We're in college.
We weren't married.
No, I'm saying it almost cost us our marriage. We weren't married?
No.
You sure?
Yes, it was before we were, if we were married, we wouldn't have been on campus that late.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, I thought about uninviting her to engagement.
Actually, I think you were walking me to my dorm, actually.
What happened was Washington Winter, we're walking across campus. Mm-hmm. I slip on black ice, hurt myself. Melissa proceeds to laugh for the next 40 minutes as we walk across campus. She just keeps replaying this image in her mind. And the worst part is, like, every 10 minutes she'd be like, okay, whew. And then be like. And by the time we were across campus, I was like legit mad. Like, girl, it's not that funny. Remember that, Lissa, when you hurt me?
It was hilarious.
People falling be tearing me up.
It'd be hilarious.
That's a whole nother scale.
I've seen people disappear under parked cars because of black ice when they have fallen and slid underneath the car. It's the best when it happens outside of church. Church people on the ground when they're not expecting it is better than anybody on the ground and not expecting it. It really is.
I just fell out of my car one time.
I fell out?
You were getting out of the car.
I don't recall.
It looked like the earth opened up beside the car and swallowed her. She completely disappeared.
That's hilarious.
The car sat low. I didn't see her anymore. I'm like, she's gone.
She's gone.
Sinkhole.
She's gone.
Into the earth's ozone.
She's not coming back. She's gone.
It's hilarious.
She's not coming back. It's over for. Falling. What's yours?
It's not an event. It's a comedy special.
Oh, which one?
Kevin Hart's. Cat Williams, Pimp Chronicles.
Does it for you?
Man, I cried tears for like 3 weeks. It is my absolute favorite comedy special of all time. Michael Jackson, rest in peace. But he has this bit on Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. When I tell you,
it just tears you up.
The stream of tears. That whole thing. When he talks about driving a... you feel like it's a phantom until a phantom.
I don't even want to be on this street no more.
I think about it every time because I bought them little Steve Madden dupes that I was convinced. You hear me? Convinced look like the Chanel ones. We were out of town and this white woman pulled up next to me on the bus when you're at the airport and they have the bus that takes you to the next terminal. She sat next to me. And I saw them, and I was like,
"You said, let me go barefoot." You don't need.
It's the way I convinced myself that they look the same because I never saw the real ones. And I saw the real ones. I was like, "They look nothing alike. These are I still love them, but they're bulky. They're big. The straps are wide. Like everything about them screams Steve Madden. Everything about them screams Chanel." And I literally think about that joke every time. Like, I don't even want to be sitting next to you right now. Like, I just think about it. It's applicable all the time.
Steve Madden was just called church shoes.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Anyway, that's probably, yeah.
I feel like you want to give what you laughed the hardest at?
I laugh hard at a lot of stuff.
He does.
And it's been many times. I've had to walk out of a movie theater because I literally was in fear for my life.
Those are the best laughs.
It got...
You feel like you're about to have an asthma attack.
Yeah. One guy brought up recently is that movie Just Friends.
I was about to say the same thing. I was about to say Just Friends is mine.
She introduced me to that movie.
I told you.
And we sat there watching it.
It's like our favorite.
We're watching this movie and there's a scene.
This is what I was going to say.
This dude gets hit in the mouth with a hockey puck. They strap him in a gurney.
I need to watch this movie.
It's so good.
They strap him in a gurney. He is not down a hill. The gurney can't move. It flips upside down and slides on his face.
So he's sliding on his face.
When I seen that, I was in the fetal position. He was on the floor, slobbering, snot coming out of my mouth, my nose, tears streaming down my face. I can't breathe. I'm like, make it stop, please, God. Like. This that is movie, not even funny.
I'm so worried that movie's not going to deliver because Melissa.
No, the thing about it is, I have told Kevin, when you guys said you guys love this movie, I've told Kevin we have loved this movie for years. Me, my sister, and our friend randomly took a girls' trip to Portland. Horrible idea because there's nothing in Portland.
Right? Right.
And that's what happened. There was nothing in Portland. So we're in the hotel like, so now what are we going to do? And so we watched Just Friends, or it's called Just Friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched it, and I don't know if it was the boredom or if it was as funny, because we were laughing that hard when the woman, when the Blueberry? Mama said, "Be yourself."
This is the part Angel was talking about.
It's so good. No, Anna Faris singing "Forgiveness" is not just saying sorry. That thing, she became one of my favorites when she broke her husband.
I love that part of the movie.
And she terrible. She popped up behind him and said, "Blueberry."
I want to laugh.
It is the stupidest.
It is
dumbest so movie.
Yeah.
It is so great though.
It's a good movie.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna tell you the part, thing I, that made me laugh. That laugh.
So
I go, no, not that. I haven't seen that movie. Kelly K. Dubs 2 hash brown joke.
Oh my!
Oh my! God.
That was great.
I thought I was going
I
was. To.
I had to stand up.
On myself.
I had to walk to the parking lot.
Yeah, I did.
No, I literally I had to walk to the parking lot. Like
my
I was
stomach
like,
was hurting, Marcus. For the rest. When he kept saying, I didn't see it because I came off 12th Street. So I had the 19th
no,
seat.
I got 19th.
So I thought maybe if I add the 6.
I got to be at work at 8:12. Man, I'm supposed to be at work at 7.
The time kept getting so bad.
The minute thing that he said that made me laugh, because it's black folks be saying it. He said, it's 12, I got to at least show my face. I feel like only black people say I got to show my face. That joke was so funny, and he would not stop.
Every time he ran it back.
Holding the receipt.
Yes.
Never crack a smile. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You see right here, if I spent another 17 cents, I'd have got two.
Because
so,
I saw the sign.
Because I saw the sign.
It said two for 12. And I already paid $2. No. So if I just gave you the 12 cent, can I get the second? Because you know I got to go to work.
No, I screamed when she was like, the woman
oh
said,
oh, my God.
Oh, so you want another hash brown? He said, no, I want my other.
Yeah. I ain't even about nothing, but I want my other one now. I should have got a 17.
That whole joke about the gambling. I
would have told her ass up.
I would have won something about
so
the game.
You won,
yourself.
Now that's what I'm saying. You see what I said? If I had that shit, I'd have told her.
He said, technically, you bought the fries. Technically, I won. Two free hash browns. Could you tell the fella in the black shirt you put four knives?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Four, three, six, and an eight.
Because
in my mind, he put 4, 3, 6, 9.
Yeah.
Or 4, 3, 6, 7. He said, you put 4, 9. That's what I'm telling you, though. If I would have put 4, 3, 6, and
I'd have kept some.
Oh,
those are definitely
that thing. I was literally watching that. Like
I'm crying.
That is one of the best jokes I've and I've watched a lot of stand up comedy.
Oh,
even during Keep Your Distance, that's over 100 comedians. We lost to watch a lot of specials.
Yeah.
As far as gut busting laughter, that's probably top 3 I've ever seen in my life.
Like I'll laugh at a car. I like you. I love laughing. But if you can make me leave, if I'm walking away, that means I'm in pain.
Yeah, that's how.
Because you feel like you got to protect your body.
Yes.
I need to stop this.
Yes, you are barreled over in laughter.
And he didn't crack a smile. He didn't break character.
No, and he because he rolled it around.
Oh my God!
You know what's
funny? Yeah, kept on.
Even Big Jai, he was back there. You know he don't smile all the
time. Right,
He was like like you can't you can't stop this one right
man, that's so funny.
Oh man, that was hysterical.
That felt great.
That was hot. I needed that good laugh, Chad. That was this now was I'm the last time out. The last time I laughed this hard was thinking about the last time I laughed this hard.
Okay, here's something that we could talk about. Our next sponsor.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
So now that I'm done having kids, I really wanted to come up with a way to handle my menstrual cycle now that it's more regular. I really did not like having to worry about having tampons on me or having enough pads. And also, I just really did not feel comfortable having tampons in me. Like, there's so many things that can go wrong or go bad. The toxins just shouldn't be in your body. This is why I love Flex. They're a sponsor of today's episode. of The Bald and the Beautiful. And let me tell you, they are a sponsor of my menstrual cycle. Flex has two products that I want to talk to you about. One is the Flex Disc. It is a thin disc. It has a rubber ring around it. It holds as much as 3 tampons. Now, while that's all fine and dandy, that's not the part that I love about it. Flex Disc allows you to still have sex while you're on your menstrual cycle without all the mess. I know for me, sometimes I do want to have sex while I'm on my cycle, but like the whole thought of all the mess is just a turn off to me. I was able to use the Flex Disc. It worked perfectly. It was easy to go in, easy to wear, and it can be worn for up to 12 hours. Now, the Flex Cup, which was the first thing I ever used, is not just like your average menstrual cup. It's the first to have like I call it like a pull string, just like a tampon for easy removal. So you're not having any of the mess. And it's also better for you and better for your body. It has a velvety soft touch. It's completely safe for your body. You can clean it. It's good for many years. So you're not only doing yourself a favor, you're also doing the environment a favor. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to say goodbye to cramps and put sex back on the table and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/TBTB and use the code TBTB for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus free shipping for US. All right. That's code TBTB at Flex. That's FLEX Fits FITS. .com/TBTB. All right, back to the show.
And we are back. Okay, so another question that someone asked, and that I feel like I just lost it. Oh no. I think I accidentally hit this and it went to someplace else.
I hate
else.
When that happens.
Have we chosen a destination for a TBTB trip yet?
I need COVID to lift.
You need COVID? Yeah, everybody does. Lord help us. COVID is not playing.
We have not.
No, we have not.
I would love to do...
We should do French Polynesia.
French Polynesia or the Maldives.
Maldives.
French Polynesia is basically 2 more hours west of Hawaii, though.
So it's crazy when y'all... I think we were talking one time, you brought up French Maldives. I was literally looking that up.
French Polynesia or the Maldives?
No, Maldives.
I said French Maldives.
Yeah, he did. Yes, I was like, what do you mean, baby?
Babel. the night before, I was looking that up. I was like, Maldives is dope.
It's very dope.
That's on the other side of the world, though.
Yeah, I want to go.
You do. You man, do. Me and Melissa are planning a vacation for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Bruh. I need 3 bricks of that raw cocaine.
Cocaine.
Even for me, I'm like, whew.
Yeah.
This is... The Maldives, Tim took his wife there for their honeymoon because they had... When they got married, they couldn't go for a long time because she was a Canadian citizen. She was an American citizen, and she didn't get a green card or something like that. So they basically saved her almost 2 years to be able to go. And the pictures he took, the water looks like...
I want to go so bad.
It's so blue. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine. And it has the hotels over the ocean.
On top of it, yeah.
That's been me and Melissa. That's been her thing for as long as we can remember.
I want to go so bad.
She's like, get me there now.
I want to do a activity one, and I feel like French Polynesia is like Hawaii, but like not Hawaii.
No, like there's nothing to do.
Like it's,
be beautiful.
But be beautiful.
That's how St. Lucia was. It was gorgeous, but after 2 or 3 days of doing the activities, when you want to just chill, it's just like Angela Johnson said this one time. She invited us to her show. But we were in Hawaii. She was like, after 3 days, it's like, okay, beautiful, beautiful, mountain, water. What next? It's just like, honestly, that's pretty much what it is. Like,
it's like one long photo shoot.
It is. It's so gorgeous.
All right, I can post for the next 6 years.
Literally. I was asking Melissa, like, how did you live here? She was like, after a while, you just...
Well, also, we were there in regular life.
It's
not Hawaii.
You're not going to the beach and stuff.
Yeah. I just live here.
Which island did y'all live on?
Oahu.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we first got there, I was like, okay, LA.
Yeah, it did. Like when we were going into the city of it.
That strip feels like Vegas too.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, it was my brain is not holding
where
any thought.
Wild and beautiful.
No, it was something based off of what you all had just said. Oh, okay. Oh no. I can sit at a pool near a bar and be fine.
Really? Entire. Oh, yeah. You give me a bar and a pool, or preferably a bar and a pool.
Yes. Oh, a like bar a swim. Inside. I'm good for three, I'm good for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Our homegirl had a birthday party at a, we went to a resort and they had a swim up bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they had cheeseburgers before 9. And I was like, was you can have a cheeseburger for breakfast?
Why
was
it? Let's go do that. Cheeseburger.
It was Marcus. So bomb.
I ate a cheeseburger at 8:30.
Sure did. You and Joshua.
Me and Josh, we sat in there, drank a little, sat in that pool. When 11:30 came, they're like, you hungry again, sir? I was like,
mm-hmm. Another yes, cheeseburger. Please. Yes, please.
Just keep great. These coming.
You just keep these coming. Every 3 hours.
That was
you bring them cheeseburgers. I'm yes. going to eat them.
Who was we in? St. Thomas? And they had the.
I want to go there too.
No, it was Cabo.
Cabo. Mm-hmm. And they had the swim up poop bar. And I was over there in the pool, and there was like, would you like to smoke your cigar here? Yes, I would.
Is that how you pronounce cigar? Is that how they pronounce it? Your cigar?
I don't remember.
It sounded like just, that's how they would say it.
That's
though.
How I heard it.
That's how you heard it.
That's how he heard it.
It's no. Probably a white dude from Connecticut.
He didn't care. It was great. I mean, and then just going into a clean, air-conditioned room. That was up. I mean, I want to do activities, but if then that's all I have left, I'd be okay.
That was the one thing about St. Lucia. I ain't going to hold you. That room was gorgeous.
It was. Wait, we need to have this discussion,
no air conditioning,
too.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I was like, yeah, a hot boy.
You like your room at 8.
Yes.
Listen.
Negative 8 degrees. Negative. She said negative.
You'd be having a cold. Do you guys like museums on vacation?
Listen, I saw your thing. I want to be the person that likes museums, but I am not.
It depends. It depends on what them. Like what it is. Like we were in, where were we at? And they went, I'm not interested in white history as much.
So like
European history is just like, oh, this is stolen. I don't, give me the
he
true
said all
origin.
Stolen.
Yeah. So like we went to this big, this is in
please tell me because I don't remember.
Cuba. Went to the enormous church.
Uh-huh.
Remember, and there's like, it had a little bit of war history to it, but I'm just walking around looking at this stuff. And there was like, oh yeah, so the French came over, stolen. And then the Spaniard, stolen.
I always say, oh, I'm going to take my children to museums. I want to get them very cultured. But then I'm like, but I then have to go to the museum as well. Yeah.
Melissa, not into it.
Boys, I don't like them.
We went to Paris. Said, boys, let's go to the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa. They were like,
I would not be interested.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, I get it. I understand the significance. I do get it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am on vacation, I either want to relax, I want to be having a good time, I want to be doing other things.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm in the library.
No, I don't. That's definitely never something that's on my list if I'm on vacation. Like, and then this day we'll go to the museum.
Oh, yeah, it's never.
That's not something that's going to be on my list.
Come on, guys. Let me go in here and see what this is about.
When me and Melissa went to Hawaii on our
the very first time,
we went to the USS Arizona. And we was looking, and she was like, boy, this is great fun. And I was like, look,
Kevin,
this is.
Doing all the, ooh, which boat is this? Ooh, look at me.
You were a history buff.
Yes.
Yes.
Specifically,
I
wait, World War II.
What was I doing?
Anything. Look at me. Take picture for me. Do I look like captain of the ship?
I so did. I was like, looking through the little thing.
Yes. I was like,
my captain of the dude, look at me.
I'm captain of the ship.
I was
we
so
couldn't get
annoyed.
Into our hotel though either.
Ah, take me to a bar, a restaurant.
She's like, there's several other
there's
options.
There's so many other,
boat.
But man, also I had lived there before, platform. So I know all this stuff. I don't really care.
I will read every. Oh, so this one Germany had.
And that's what he loves to do. All the little placards.
Oh my God.
That are in front of all
I'm
the little
so sorry,
exhibits.
Sis. That would kill me.
Let me
too.
Read every word. Every single word. And then Google. So you said 19, the war of.
Oh God. That's what you do.
And so I'm going home and watch a documentary on what I just experienced.
No.
The Pacific. Tell me about what happened here.
It's the way I do not care.
Yeah. No, I feel you. No.
It's okay to like learning.
Listen, I took my kids to the California African American Museum and I was like, Oh God! I could have just told y'all we black. Okay, let's go.
I enjoy it all. I've been doing all the interactive things. We went to the September 11th thing.
I do not recommend that. Do not go.
Oh man, it's too recent. There was a little kid there. You should not take your kids. This 6-year-old kid I'm talking about. It says be especially quiet here. This is the saddest. No video, no camera. Everybody's quiet reading. This 6-year-old go, oh, this is boring. It was so loud and so clear. Oh, like that lady who was sick of Steve Harvey. Oh, this is boring.
Oh, I would have died. I would have died a time or two.
They would have killed me. I was like, sir, it's not that funny.
That kid
did not care.
Oh, this is so boring. I said, this poor baby, why would you bring him in here?
Listen, I took my kids to the National Museum of African American History and Culture to see the exhibit that featured me.
That was right? Cool.
Found it. Showed it to them. They were like, cool. What time does Dr. Strange start?
Can we go now?
Because y'all said 3:30. It's 1. We got to make sure we get there.
We got to get parking. Popcorn. It's going to be a line. It just came out.
Bruh, they did not care. I should have never told them about Dr. Strange first. I should have just said we're going
to. Absolutely. You definitely played that one wrong. Yeah, the whole museum has to be interactive for me to be like,
y'all don't like looking at stuff and reading?
I do. I ain't gonna. But I got to be interested in it.
Yes,
I
don't even got to be interested.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's all interesting to me. I'd be like, I was at the Botanical Gardens in Hawaii. I was like, look at this plant. So this is how it works?
Never take me to a botanical. Oh, you're telling me this is different than the plant I just saw?
Great.
Wonderful.
I'm amazed. I actually have been to a lot of museums, and I can say that it wasn't like afterwards. I was like, wow, I'm glad. I'm glad I did that. That was necessary.
This is shocking to me, the fact that Melissa's not.
Oh, I can't. I would much rather watch a documentary.
No, that's, I'm telling you right there. That's it right there.
In Italy, we saw
a documentary.
In that museum.
I got to be.
I never know.
I have to be in the mood to watch a documentary. Angel will sit down on a Saturday night. Me too. Like, let's watch this documentary.
I can do that. Yes. I can do that.
I love it.
All day long.
A documentary ain't nothing but a museum with talking.
Yeah, exactly. I need it.
Me too.
And then I get to sit where I'm at in my drawers.
I'm like, what a glass of wine. Watch this actual movie that's going to be entertaining.
Listen, I would much, because I listen to a lot of like educational podcasts, and I think that's what documentaries are for me, but like visual. So I can get with that all day long. I think when I'm on vacation, I don't want to think. I want to leave my brain at home.
No, I agree. No,
I want to leave, completely take it, stay. So I can go and be reckless and irresponsible and have a good time.
She's like, museums are not.
I ain't as bad as Kev, but I'll sit at home and watch History Channel all day.
So
we went to Amsterdam. Oh, let's go to Anne Frank's house and read about this. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, ugh.
Now, I potentially would have wanted to do that just because how they force fed Anne Frank to us in school, that I've been like, well, let's see where she was at. What'd she do? But then I would have been like, all right, where's the drink?
See, but I can do what you're saying, because what you're saying is, experienced it. I can go.
Yes.
Kev be like, no, let me explore every inch.
Wow.
And read every placard. I don't know if they're called placard, but it feels appropriate.
I feel like placard is what they are.
Yeah, let me look at every exhibit. Let me list. Oh, there's headphones? Oh. Please give me the guided tour. Sign me up.
You went to Alcatraz to pay extra for the guided tour?
I'll be on here. Hey, can I fast forward this?
3 hours, bro. I will look.
What?
Oh, my God.
And he wants to say, I'll be like, hour and a half. How quickly can I get this done?
Right. Does this have a double time button? Right. Oh, great, great. Uh-huh. He died there. Man. Great, uh-huh.
I'll be trying to create a world record. Most people finish in 3. Oh, do they?
Watch me do this.
Watch
30.
Me.
Okay, one last question, but before we get there, let's tell you about our second sponsor for today's episode.
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness? Something stopping you from reaching your goals? Well, BetterHelp is here to help you. This is not a crisis line or self-help. It is licensed professional therapy done securely online. You can start communicating in under 48 hours.
There's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log in anytime and send a message to your therapist and get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions and not have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change therapists for free if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So this is what we want you to do. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have begun taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. A special offer for the Bald and the Beautiful listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/TBTB. Back to the show.
And we're back. So, what was your first impression of each other on social media? Now, this is why it's going to be difficult because Marcus was not on social media. So, y'all
first didn't. Impression of Melissa on social media?
No.
Of y'all.
Yes.
I was like, girl, we predate social media.
Of each other. Outside of social media. First impression outside of social media. Read that wrong.
I think Kev is the only one who can answer this for us. My knowing you coincided with me meeting you on social media.
But did the two match up when you met me?
Oh, I see. Okay, go Kev.
I met Marcus before social media.
The only thing I wanted to think of.
I met Marcus separately from Angel.
Yeah,
you could do it separately.
Marcus was married to Angel at the time.
Right.
Marcus didn't say, I'm married to Angel.
But you wouldn't know who I was at that time anyway.
That's what I'm saying. When I met Angel, I had seen Petty Prayers. I thought she was very funny. I thought, dang, I wish I would have thought of that idea. I thought if I could steal it and take over it. And then people would be like, this is good. And then they go to her page and be like, you stole this from Kev, regardless of the date. So like,
regardless of the dates. Regardless of that, it was a year before. You stole it from him.
She was too big. She was big enough on social media that I couldn't do that. I remember when I met her first that I remember.
That you remember.
Let her tell it. I met her before.
That's okay.
She came to All Deaf to shoot Great Taste, and she was good, and very few people were good at Great Taste, and I was like, dang, she's funny, she fits in good, she has good chemistry, she's smart. And then all the people were whispering, they're like, you know she's been on ER 3 seasons.
I'm going to
and punch. I was like, dang, man, she's still talking husband. To little us. And I don't know, I thought, man, this person's very talented. I thought she was better than All Deaf because she didn't want to do the other things. But mostly I thought Angel was very talented, and I thought, man, this woman knows how to make people laugh. She'll be a good fit. But then she didn't come around that much anymore.
For that $65?
Hello?
I was like, I wanted to be like, don't even pay me. This is an insult.
Just say thank you for your service.
Now,
thank you for your service.
I will say, I'm going to jump to Melissa. I had never met Melissa. But I knew of her because of following Kev on social media, and she would pop up there every now and again. Then I did start following her, but my first impression outside of social media is when Kev gave me her number so I could call her to ask her to be on Mommy Confessions. I had never heard Melissa's voice. So when she started talking to me, I was like, who is this? Because it wasn't the voice that I had put in her.
And she answered the phone like, yeah.
No, I was utterly shocked. Till this day, I was just like, and now I can't even remember what voice I had.
It was probably higher. I have a much deeper voice than I think people assume.
I don't know, and it's also because Kevin sounds a certain way, and it's obviously that obvious that you all didn't grow up in the same exact place. Mm. So y'all's voices don't have the same type of regionalism to it.
Really?
Yeah. So that, I think, is what really threw me off. Because I was like, where is she from? What is this voice coming out of the phone at me? Now, my first time meeting Melissa, Melissa's a very hard person to read. If it wasn't for the fact that we've been around each other for a very long time, I would not know if Melissa liked me or not. I would be like, I think she's tolerating me.
That's a trauma response.
No. And I was really less like, because I told Kev, I would have been like, oh, let's be friends. Especially when I found out we lived around the corner from each other and we both have boys. Like, that's a no-brainer. And she's married, so it's like, okay, we have, granted, you had just quit your job. So her lifestyle would have fit a little bit more with my lifestyle of not having a daytime job most of the time. But I was just like, I don't think she likes me as a person, so I will not bother her at all. I was like, I'll Michael Jackson moonwalk up out of this. But she wasn't mean. She was very nice, very pleasant. That is what I will say. She was very nice and pleasant. I just was like, I just figured you had a lot of friends. I was like, her roster is full. Let me not bother her. Her roster is full.
I literally have zero friends.
She was like, that was not what I was doing.
But you know what, though? I understand what you're saying. I'm working on being warmer. And then also, I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah, I was about to say, you ain't got to care.
Nah, I really should. But the truth is that my trauma response to L.A. is that folks don't be who you think they are. Folks be trying to use you. Mm-hmm. Folks, you feel like we friends, and then all of a sudden you feel like it's competition. And then everything we went through this last year and a half, and specifically more recently, everybody could leave me alone.
She's like, I'm good.
Leave me alone.
I am good.
It'd be folk. You'd be, I don't even know you. Sam, stop. Are you serious? Anyways. My point is,
if you went to some museums, you'd be more calm.
No,
you know, they got calm. You'd be more calm. Museums don't allow you to be this flustered.
They really don't. That's why I'd be in there angry. I need to yell.
You gotta be like that boy. Oh, this is boring.
That should be at every museum you go to, Liz. No, that's what you need to do.
No,
just wait for it to get nice and quiet.
That's exactly what I need to do.
This is what we, anytime we're going to make you a shirt just for museums that says this is boring.
I really should get one made.
Yes. Anytime y'all go, just, you already know
already
how I feel.
Already wearing that on the walk-in?
Yes.
Can I have a ticket? This is boring. Yes. Now move.
Yes.
I got to do an hour and a half with my husband. Go shopping and he'll go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel.
No, don't apologize.
First time I met Kev, it was actually just in passing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time I was around him, I was like, oh, he don't mess with people like that.
You thought that about me, Marcus?
Yes. That's the bowling alley?
Yes, yeah, the bowling alley.
That's really? Bowling alley.
At Tahir's birthday?
Yes. Yes.
Pineapple upside down cake?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Y'all were there?
Yeah.
So, because Kev,
that's because I've been in a corner
talking.
Somewhere. I didn't know nobody was there.
I called you on the way there.
Kev walks in, he's got a hoodie on, and he walks in, he's just like, not smiling or nothing. He's like speaking, he's like, what's up? You know, talking to everybody.
Was that
like,
really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Angel's like, he must be tired.
Yeah, we were exhausted.
Yeah, that's what
we had stood in line voting for 3 hours, yeah. And if it was anybody else, I'd have been like, bro, I'm not coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was Tahir's. We had a long day already.
Yeah. No.
Stood in like, we were around the corner for like 3 hours.
We were not
going to go, so... And it was far.
It was.
It was like Pasadena.
It was in the good, deep Pasadena.
Yeah.
The only people I knew there were Farron, Tahir. Did I know anybody else there?
And that's another thing. I didn't know that many people there.
I didn't know.
Yeah, because she's like, did you speak to Kev? I was like, nah.
You did. You spoke to him. You spoke to him when they came. He was just like, okay. All right.
That was good. I remember that.
Then,
I didn't know nobody there.
Similar to Angel, Liz, like, I still don't think Liz likes me, but that's why I'm
really
trying to get my nails done with it.
Listen, but this is the thing. Someone said Melissa's standoffish. I am and I'm not. I was going to say, I actually don't think I'm standoffish.
She's not standoffish.
But I am, I am a probably more protective than I probably need to be about people getting close to me. That's true. Which is why I always say that meme literally of like someone being like, you're my friend now. Literally, I feel like that's what Danny did to me. I was just like, oh, okay.
You just got picked up and was like, oh, this is my spot.
Hey, let's go.
Yes. Listen, Melissa, I know Melissa a long time. People don't usually do that, so she'd be like, we just be friends and we see each other.
Listen, and I'd be cool with that.
Like, hello.
Yeah, Danny yes. was like, yo, you now. Think I'm about to be out here in L.A. and you're not my friend?
Exactly.
You have made that up.
Yes.
Like, no, and I don't think you're standoffish. Like I said, you are harder to read. Had I known how to read her, I would have then known, oh, I am reading her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really, because you remember when we were doing the, because I'd be getting confused. I'd be like, no, yes. We were doing the, me and her were both watching Love in the Pods, right? Whatever it was.
Love that is not the name of the show, but that's what I
did. You watch the next three episodes?
I haven't watched this season. I don't even know what premiered.
I should say, no, I'm saying it wrong. The After the Altar.
No, I haven't seen it. So we were like, oh, let's do a watch party of the reunion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, perfect. You come up. I'm thinking we're going to do a watch party together. So I'm setting up. I don't know what I'm doing because I never know what I'm doing, the lives. And a couple people come over. Sabrina came over. Brescia came over. Somebody mm-hmm. else. And I'm just assuming Melissa's coming. And then I see Melissa in the chat.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, what's it now? I'm so confused. Okay, so she doesn't want to come over. Okay, I am.
I also overthink.
Ah, okay.
That is more, I'd be like, they don't really want me there. It's fine. I'll just show up here. It'll be okay. And so until people are like, no, Melissa, I really meant it. I'd be like, no, you did. That's why I was like, oh, okay, girl, I'll be there in a minute.
She came over. I was like, yeah, she showed up. Oh. I had to be like, you come here. Over.
Come my house.
I was like, I didn't, because I'd be like, oh, Breesh is there. There was a couple other people there.
Yeah, she was over there the longest, right?
No, not she was there for a while. Then Amar threw up, and everybody was like,
"Yeah, that's I remember somebody."
Well, Sabrina came. Brescia was there. I was like, "Oh, they're cool. Everyone's there. It'll be fine. I'll just be in the chat. It'll be like a 360-degree experience." She was like, "No, but I just kind of had expected you to be here," and I was like, "Oh, I really didn't know."
Like, I don't.
But literally, but stop taking my. This is crazy.
I want to hold it.
This is why I don't go to museums.
Great. Full circle back.
Tell me more about what you thought of me.
Oh,
continue.
I didn't know that I don't know what people think. I just was being quiet.
Oh, no, you would definitely stand off. No, you would definitely like.
Did it because it line up with what you thought I would be? Was that it?
I think I had already worked with you enough, I'm sorry, to be able to say to him, no, he's tired.
Like, this was after we had done some of the racism office?
I do believe so. Yes, we had already done stuff at the racism.
No, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, no, he's like just a quiet guy that don't really deal with people. I didn't think anything negative of it. I was just like, oh.
I was like, oh, he tired.
And then we did you all's podcast.
We had a great time. That
like I don't know how much long later that was. I was like, oh, we're all going to be friends.
Yeah.
That was in the old house.
I feel like it wasn't that long after that.
It was. When is Tahir's birthday?
March.
No, we had already did the thing because we did it in January, right? Because it was the relaunch.
It was, and y'all were one of our first guests.
We were the first.
So Tahir's birthday was after that?
Yeah. But we literally did the interview and that was it. There was no like, yeah, we should hang out. It was like we did the interview, we left y'all's house.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's in the wrong order.
No, I promise you it was not.
I feel like it's in the wrong order too.
I don't remember.
I remember. But yeah. And then my first impression of Kev, outside of the time that he doesn't remember, but the time that I did meet him, I was like, oh, he's a cool dude. He was ear hustling on a conversation me and Meg were having. And I was telling her about the situation that went on with me professionally and what happened. And then all
of a
sudden.
The show?
Yes.
Okay.
All of a sudden. Kevin out of nowhere has a very loud reaction. I'm not thinking. He looks like he's on the computer.
What? Focused.
Yes. He was like, no, he says, you have got to be kidding me. And I look and I was like, what's going on? And he was like, I just heard what you said, and that is ridiculous.
I had been hearing about this story. That's what it was. And the thing was, people were not telling the truth about it. Mm. So when I heard, when you said that, I was like, that makes sense.
Yes.
And I remember one of the funniest things about that story, I don't know if we ever said this on this, we was doing either the improv show, We were doing an improv show one time, and somebody was telling the story about Angel's getting fired.
Yes.
Wrong. And the person was like, and that's crazy. And they had let the girl go, and then this happened. And Angel's like, huh.
I said, did they now?
Being as how I'm the person that that happened.
And then she looked at me and was like, oh my God, was that you? I was like,
But tell me more.
Yes. Tell me she was more. Like, but I had your back back then, not even know you. I was like, that's so sweet. So sweet. Well, you guys, we hope that you enjoyed this Q&A, this mukbang. We will be back with the Married at First Sight reviews on Miss Kev on Stage channel this coming week. But we want to make sure you all got some content, and we did these ads on time.
Correct.
Praise God. All right. So until next time, we'll holler at y'all later.
Bye. Bye.